It's 9:30. Do you know what time it is? It's time for the Coffee Break Chat with host Mike Bellamy on WICC.
Hi, good morning and welcome to the Coffee Break Chat brought to you by Sun Coffee Roasters. Wake up with Sun Organic Fair Trade Coffee, locally roasted. Look for the Sun Coffee Roasters label at Stop and Shop, Big Y Supermarkets, and IGA stores. In studio with us is attorney Richard Beter of Koskoff, Koskoff & Beter. And, you know, we were captivated by this weekend's television of all the memorials and everything associated with the 10th anniversary of the attacks on this country, the World Trade Center specifically, as well as the Pentagon, and of course the plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And we were always constantly reminded of what these families have had to go through at this particular time until now. For a lot of us, it's just sort of, we saw it on TV, we may know somebody who knew somebody there, but for a lot of these families and for these individuals affected, it's a daily grind just to go through the overall day. And Richard Beter, who is joining us, he along with other trial lawyers have put together Trial Lawyers Care. For people who are unaware of that, Richard, why don't we start just with that? Kind of explain with us, as we're right here with our 10th anniversary of the attacks, this Trial Lawyers Care and the purpose of this and who it actually helps.
Within 3 days after the 9/11 attacks, Congress was debating a bill to give the airline, it was called the Airline Bailout Bill. It was to make sure that the airlines didn't crash and cave as their existence was really in trouble. A fireman by the name of Boyle, one of our members knew, went to Congress and said, "Look, if you're going to bail out the airlines, you got to do something for the victims. We're struggling here. We don't know what to do." Shortly after that, Congress added a thing called the Victims Compensation Fund as part of the passage of the airline bill. So that was within three days. We put together, it was horrible. We were working 24-hour days. We were working three shifts like they did in World War II to make the bombers. We had to set up a website. We had to we made a decision that we were going to, and we told Congress this, that if they passed the Victims Compensation Fund, we will make sure that every person who makes a claim to the fund is represented by a lawyer at no cost. So having made that promise to the Congress, we then had to put it into effect when they passed the Victims Compensation Fund. We ultimately got together 1,100 lawyers across the country. That wasn't enough. We had to train them. Well, first we set up a website so that the victims could contact us. We had to get the lawyers involved. We had to set standards for the lawyers. We didn't want just the first-year law student coming out and representing these people. We wanted to give them good representation. The lawyers had to swear an oath that they wouldn't take any money for any aspect of the 9/11 events. And then we had to establish, we put out a 300-page handbook to teach all of these lawyers how to try these kinds of cases in front of the Victims Compensation Fund administrator. Then we had to hold classes across the country to educate them. We did take young lawyers because we wanted to encourage young lawyers to get involved, but each one who hadn't had 5 years experience and experience in personal injury cases had to get a mentor to be looking over their shoulders so that the people got good representation.
So no small task. I mean, this is what we're going to do. Let's just start doing it.
Because of my weird sleeping hours, I had the midnight to H shift, and it was great having three shifts, and because at any time of the day or night, somebody could be called that would be able to organize.
Now, it's 10 years since then, Richard. I mean, I would assume that there was a big surge at the beginning, attorneys wanting to get on board. This was top of mind. Everybody was talking about it. We're 10 years removed. Kind of explain the current status. You're the president at this particular time.
I am. There were three presidents. The first one was the guy named Larry Stewart, who called me up and he said, "Look, I'm about to offer you an opportunity to do something that if you turn it down, you're going to regret it for the whole rest of your life." And I am so glad that he called me, because of all the wonderful things that our law office has done and all the things that I've been involved in cases I've represented that have made a change, this was the one that was the most meaningful to me, just to be able to help these people who had gone through horror I mean, this is unlike any other tragedy. It's unlike Oklahoma City bombing, and I represent people in the Oklahoma City bombing situation, too. But it's unlike it because people were transfixed in front of their television set watching the whole thing during the entire period of time. This is impressed on people's brains, and certainly the victims, many of whom were young spouses who lost their spouse in the crash of the building. And we became not only advisors to them as to how to proceed within the fund, but we were part psychiatrist. I mean, they were going through some horrible things that no single person should be forced to go through, to say nothing about the 1,745 clients that we represented. We took classes from the victims. There's an association of victims of crime. We took counsel from them as to how to treat people, how to deal with people. And all the years that I've been thinking I knew everything there was to deal with somebody who'd been through tragedy, I learned as much as I knew in my prior life. I learned that in one day.
Attorney Richard Beter joining us here in studio of Koskoff, Koskoff & Beter. We're talking about the Trial Lawyers Care Foundation, which was put together just days after the 9/11 attacks that took place, of course, back in 2001. The compensation fund for victims, how much has that paid out at this particular time, Richard?
Well, the ones that we represented paid out, received a total of $2,257,000,000.
Wow.
That's $2,250,000,000. And we did it with no fee. There were lawyers who did it, not in our group, who charged a fee, and they were charging anywhere between 10% of what they recovered and a third, and some up to 40%. Even if you take the lowest amount, that means that the lawyers that we represented did the work that they did and gave up $257 million worth of fees.
Wow. Now, is there an end to this commitment? I mean, this kind of seems like an endless commitment that you guys have made.
Well, it was the promise that we made to Congress was only for the 9/11 attacks. It's still the organization Trial Lawyers Care still exists as an entity. Whether Congress will ever establish something like it did for the 9/11 events, I don't know. I tend to think probably not.
And is there anything like the Trial Lawyers Care? I mean, is this unprecedented? The first time that this has been put in place, as you said, we'll see what the future brings. But was this the first largest of its kind that went in?
I'm not aware of anything of its kind for any event where we were talking about the number of people that were served, the number of lawyers that you had to put together, the coordination of all of those lawyers, making sure that they're all on the same page, making sure that they're all educated. And it was an incredible feat. I didn't sleep for like 4 weeks after we started.
Oh, I can imagine. Just an amazing story. And, you know, this isn't what's constantly in the headlines. You know, you when you watch the memorials over the weekend, this isn't the story that's constantly being told. The individuals who have volunteered and given up their time and their, you know, the work ethic that you guys have and everything that you've put into this is amazing, and you should be commended. I know you didn't do it for any sort of to be commended for anything, but the work that the 1,000 plus individuals who have put in for this is just unbelievable.
I wouldn't have it any other way, to tell you the truth, and I'm so proud of what we did. Excuse me, and all the lawyers that got involved. I just got another email from somebody 2 days ago who said he was in an elevator in a hotel in Chicago. Somebody asked who he was. They had heard his name on the radio, on the TV or radio. He said, "I was involved in Trial Lawyers Care," and told them about it. As they walked out, three other people in the elevator said, "We were victims of 9/11, and we just listened to what you said. We just wanted you to know that we may not have expressed it in the past, but we were so happy that you guys were there for us."
And that's kind of like the fuel that keeps you guys going when you hear those little things.
It brought tears to my eyes just to hear the story.
Unbelievable. It was wonderful. Richard, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you coming in, shedding some light on this. This is an unbelievable feat that has been made, a promise to Congress that's actually been fulfilled.
Imagine
you know, it happens once in a while.
Congress should help us out.
By a bunch of lawyers, too. My gosh, guys, unbelievable. Richard, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We appreciate you coming in. Richard Beter of Koskoff, Koskoff & Beter, talking about the Trial Lawyers Care helping out individuals from the 9/11 attacks. WICC 600.